are the same people who tied their own success to these data centers. The politicians, the utilities, the developers, the economic development class, the people standing behind the podiums bragging about investment numbers, those are the same people you are now asking to save you. And that's why when the entire county doesn't want them, they happen anyway. They are not ignoring you because they don't hear you. They are ignoring you because this was already decided. Because the people you thought were working in your interest sold you out long ago. The machine you cheered for when it was pointed at someone else hits different when it's pointed at your own property line.
Very well said by Matt Kim. He says they're not ignoring you because they can't hear you. They're ignoring you because it's already been decided. Foreign capital, tech companies, infrastructure policy. And of course, this is all geared towards AI, and AI itself, as we know from the likes of Jonathan Greenblatt, is already, you know, being dictated to what it's supposed to believe and what it's supposed to suppress. They say, you know, the ADL has agents inside and working with and, you know, exercising authority over OpenAI and Claude and absolutely every AI, as they do in every social media company. So this is about suppressing information that could prevent their plan from coming to fruition. And of course, you need all of this server space. You need all of these data centers to handle the amount of data that will be collected when we all have digital ID and the Internet of Things is constantly spying on us. Obviously, digital ID is being insinuated into everyday life in a variety of different ways. Usually it's, you know, age restrictions on social media or YouTube or anywhere else. But of course, the King of England yesterday made a direct statement about digital ID. Let's go now to that clip.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
Mm-hmm. How they interact with public services or private services, or whether you're allowed to remain anonymous online, because so much of this is focused on silencing people's ability to speak out, making sure that anything you say is directly related to you, because they're building a social credit score network. And of course, the propaganda to go along with it. We know that Israel, the country, dedicated $500 million last year to the propaganda front, $700 million this year to the propaganda front. And this, of course, is being joined by the likes of Alexander Soros, which, going by the dichotomy supported by Sebastian Gorka and Ambassador Huckabee and all the other Israeli first politicians, Alexander Soros would represent the height of conservatism, right? Because he's paying money to propagandize and censor people against Israel, and that's the only thing that matters. So staunch conservative Alex Soros just donated a whole bunch of money through the Open Society Foundation, clip number 20. Here's him announcing that.
Hi, I'm Alex Soros. As the son of a Holocaust survivor and a Jew, I am acutely aware of the dangers of anti-Semitism. I'm also proudly married to a Muslim American. Discrimination and hate are an abstract concepts to me or my family. They're deeply personal and have been persistent throughout our lives. Today, the Open Society Foundations are committing $30 million to organizations fighting anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim hate around the United States and across the world. At a moment like this, we need to stand together and act. This investment is about keeping people safe and pushing back against hate.
Yeah, not anti-Christianism, I guess. With Trump on the rampage, Alex Soros takes control of his father's empire. What will he do with his influence? I don't know, embarrass himself and look like an idiot and perpetuate the anti-Christian hate that all of this is actually focused towards. But here's my thing. I don't think that I want to see where this money's going, because I have an idea. Like, if I was them, I wouldn't be trying to like publish stories that are like good about Israel. Like, I wouldn't stick with the typical methods by which they supposedly fight against quote unquote anti-Semitism. It would more be in line of like putting out stories that get people used to the idea of being spied on all the time, or like, is it going towards anti-Semitism? Like, you're going to actually go, you know, stop people that are calling for the, you know, murder of Jews? Or is this going to be used to manufacture consent for the digital control grid being imposed on the basis of anti-Semitism. I have to wonder. And of course, I love how he calls George Soros a Holocaust survivor. It's like, he's a Holocaust survivor. Flashback, and it's just, get in the train car! Get in the train car, Jew! And he's just like, that's what he did. Everybody knows that, right? George Soros literally helped to confiscate Jewish possessions as they were loaded into train cars and shipped to the East. That's how he survived the Holocaust. So, good thing he got away. Let's go to clip number 20 now, because this is where it all, you know, coalesces together and tells you what this is really all about. And I'm running out of time. So let's just go to clip number 2 here. This is Canada's version of Warren Buffett. His name's Bruce Flatt. He's the CEO of Brookfield Corporation. And here's what he has to say. This is where this all goes. This is what all of this is about. All of the censorship, all of the DHS, ICE, the quick reaction forces that they're there to stop domestic uprisings and the domestic terror, you know, new counterterrorism plan. It has nothing to do with terror. It's about establishing the control grid to dictate your thoughts and what you're allowed to believe and what you're allowed to say and where you're allowed to go. And if you disobey them, they can kill you. That's the establishment they're trying to create. Here's them kind of admitting it. Let's watch.
Been, and we still are, and for the next 10 years we will be, rewiring the global economy to lay the networks that we laid before, which were highways, utilities, railways, and now we're laying cloud, artificial intelligence factories, and data centers. And that, on the fundamental basis, that's what's happening. So there will be $10 trillion from power, AI, factories, data centers, and fiber build-out laid to basically rewire the world for the new economy.
We can take him down. So that's the World Economic Forum head sitting next to Canada's Warren Buffett as they talk about rewiring the world, which is exactly what BlackRock has been doing. We have to force behaviors, ESG. I mean, they are the font of the censorship, the ESG, the foreign offshoring, the no longer hiring white men. It all comes from them. They commit these crimes. They get away with them for some reason because they're rewiring the world so that like ownership is ended and you will own nothing and you will be happy. That's actually what they're going for. And people don't understand what the end goal of this is. Here's the secret. Let's watch clip 26.
Okay, I want to talk about one of the biggest, actually the biggest discovery of all humankind is happening right now, and I don't think anybody is talking about it. I don't know why, so I want to talk about it in this video. It is bigger than the Industrial Revolution. It is bigger than the advent of the internet. It is bigger than Amazon. Is it bigger than Apple? It's bigger than the iPhone, Google, social media. It is bigger than AI, and it's happening right now. Nobody's talking about it. And it is, in actuality, the fountain of youth has been discovered. And I want to talk about it. So in 2016, a researcher, last name Yamanaka, I can't remember his first name, I believe it was 2016, discovered these proteins that essentially reverse the damage of DNA. And so I want to talk about a little bit of biochemistry for a second so you can understand exactly what's going on. And it's going to blow your mind how this is all put together. So basically, right, in every single one of our cells, we have a copy of our DNA. And part of that DNA then codes for certain proteins in each cell. So like the eyeball cell codes for different proteins than the skin cells, then codes for different proteins in the hair, follicle cells, all that stuff. So, but during when we live, right, we encounter lots of damage to our DNA. And so the DNA gets changed over time. It gets damaged. But we also, our bodies are pretty good at.
All right. So, again, he goes on about this, but essentially he's explaining that aging in humans is the reality. What it actually functionally is the deconstruction of DNA over time as it replicates itself imperfectly. And they have found that they can actually put a chemical on a cell and then revert it to a stem cell. And then they found if they put less of that chemical, it still reverts, but not all the way back. And they have actually successfully reversed aging in things like mice and monkeys, to where old gray-haired, wrinkly monkeys, they lose the wrinkles, they lose the gray hair, and they de-age. Why is this not being reported? Because they don't want you to know about it until they get the control system in place. The people in power think that they are on the cusp of immortality, of anti-aging. They think they're going to live forever. So they are frantically building the data centers to be the infrastructure needed to control a population and live forever. They're setting up the permanent global government as we speak. And that's why they're so insistent and frantic and doing it so quickly, because they want to live forever and they don't want to wait to take the Fountain of Youth potion. That's what it's all about.
Huge new mega sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival, that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra brain booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market for the apparel, so that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, with the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultra Methylene Blue Gummies, the first run, they're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off, that's about to end. And it goes on and on and on. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And finally, the sister site of TheAlexJonesStore.com, RealAlexJones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site.